Jury deliberations in another high-profile trial in the same courthouse begin tomorrow. Jurors there will be deciding the fate of the alleged gunman in a quadruple murder in Mattapan 2 years ago. WBUR's Dolores Handy was at today's closing arguments there.
Dwayne Moore is being retried in the shootings of five people in September 2010. Four of them, including a two-year-old boy, died. This is the second time prosecutors have laid out a case against Moore to jurors. An earlier trial ended with a hung jury. Assistant District Attorney Edmund Zabin told this jury there's no doubt Moore is responsible.
We know that Dwayne Moore had motive. We know that he had knowledge. We know that he had opportunity. He knew what was going on at 23 Sutton Street. He knew about the drugs. He knew about the money.
But the defense is asking jurors to decide whether key witnesses in the trial are believable. The key prosecution witness, Kamani Washington, testified as part of a plea deal. Washington admits going to a house to commit a drug robbery, but said he left before anyone was shot. Here's defense attorney John Amaboli.
There's not one shred of evidence linking Dwayne Moore up to these crimes. They find 107 usable latent fingerprints. There isn't one print that matches Dwayne Moore on anything. Nothing.
The jury receives instructions from the judge in the morning before beginning its deliberations. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.